Ethan, ETHANCOTTRALL, 62704, today's 8125. 21-year-old young man comes in today with history of headache. Patient recently was seen in the emergency room because he was having headache and had no medication to take for his chronic, both migraine and classic headache. He says over the years he's changed from classic to it's changed from classic migraines to common migraine. Patient does have aura sometimes. He's seen a neurologist, has had a CT scan, has been put on different medications for acute headache, also been given Neurontin, 300 milligram at nighttime. He takes one twice a day, most of the time once a day, which has been effective. Also has a history of TMJ that contributes to his migraine headaches, has been on cyclobenzaprile before with help. Patient also taking Prestige, both for headache and as well as his symptoms of anxiety, period. He's studying to be an electrician. He doesn't smoke. He drinks very little. He's married. They just had a baby in July, period. He's here with his wife of 2 years. His wife is studying to be a psychologist, period. Medical problems include migraine headaches and depression, anxiety, not suicidal, as well as TMJ problem. Medication includes Prestige. Doesn't know the dose. He takes gabapentin, 300 at bedtime, which he doesn't take on a regular basis, and Flexeril, PRN, but that doesn't really help him, period. Surgery, tonsils, and adenoids, period. Patient has been Maxalt, Emitrex, doesn't know which one helped him the most, period. His migraine headaches goes back to age 11. Has had MRI in the past, has seen a neurologist, just was seen in the emergency room, was told to come back and get something for his headache on a regular basis, period. Family history, strongly positive for migraine headaches. He also got into poison ivy working in the yard. He lives in Cleveland with his new wife and would like a shot and medication. Good morning. For his symptoms of poison ivy, period. Patient states that his headaches do not cause any tearing. They don't appear to be coming from his neck. He has no neck issues, no history of trauma, no history of disc herniation, and nothing that that is concerning for vascular headache, period. His vitals, 130 pounds, stable, 97.4, 99, 16, 70, 126 over 84, heart positive, positive, two lungs, a clear abdomen, soft neck, rigidity, skin shows no rash. He does have a 2 over 6 systolic ejection murmur, who says he's had for a long time. Number one, headache. Number two, dizziness associated with headache. Number three, nausea, sometimes associated with headache, sometimes not. Number four, history of classic migraine, now becoming more common. Number five, no tearing or associated vascular type headache, vascular slash cluster headache, noted. Number six, MRI or CT up to date. Number seven, in the emergency room recently, was told to come get a prescription for something for acute episodes. Number five, or whatever, I'm going to, history of recurrent poison ivy. Next number, Decadron 8 milligram now. Next number is Medrol dose pack. Next number is he was given prescription for both Maxalt 10 milligram, as well as Emitrex 100 milligram. He's going to keep a diary and tell me which one works best. Next number, come back in a month. Next number, get blood work from the emergency room before we do any blood test today. Next number is headache, nature of the headache, types of headache discussed with patient and wife at length before leaving. Next number, poison ivy should respond to Decadron and Medrol dose pack that was prescribed today. If not, better call me. Next number, if he gets the headache, that's the worst headache he's ever had, in quotation, go to the emergency room right away. Discuss with patient at length before leaving. Next number, because of his abdominal pain, his nausea, we looked at his abdomen, which was within normal limits. Next number, vertigo, multifactorial, not an issue at this time, but his carotid ultrasound was within normal limits. Next number, thyroid looks good. Next number, no copious lymphadenopathy noted in the neck. Next number, spine needs discussed with patient before leaving the office. Thank you.